This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
For Global Accessibility Awareness Day 2024, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we have news about how one of Sir Anthony Gormley's sculptures will become accessible to everyone. Another time, a cast iron sculpture taken from renowned British sculptor Sir Anthony Gormley's own body, like most of his other sculptures, which was installed on Folsom Rock near Tate Contemporary Margate in 2017, which only appears 3 hours before low tide, will now also become accessible to everyone through alt text descriptions to help raise awareness about access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people. Martin Wingfield, Director of Brand here at the RNIB, joins me now to tell me more about the alt text descriptions for Sir Anthony Gormley's sculpture Another Time and how important access to the arts is for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Martin, and great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Great to be back.
So, Martin, where did the idea for making Another Time by Sir Anthony Gormley accessible through the alt descriptive text come from?
So we were approached some time ago by the advertising agency Mullen Lowe, who had a fantastic idea to really take alt text to another level. The issue being that 2 million people remarkably with sight loss rely on alt text when viewing images, but quite often alt text descriptions are either really poor or totally non-existent. And something like art, be that photography or sculpture, is hugely important that it's described in a brilliant way to really bring something to life. And the Another Time sculpture, which is pretty iconic, is a great way to raise awareness of alt text, especially on Global Accessibility Awareness Day, which is, as I'm sure everyone will know, on the Thursday, 16th of May.
I'm sure listeners are probably aware of some of Sir Anthony Gormley's work, including, obviously, the Angel of the North and some of the sculptures that are on Crosby Beach near Liverpool. And I think there are over 120 Another Time sculptures dotted around the world. Martin, would you be able to just give me a bit of the alt text description of Another Time?
Sure. So I'll read out the copy that's been written, and this will be displayed on a placard by the railings, so where people would view the sculpture. And it reads as follows. Silent and still, a rusting cast iron, life-sized body stands staring out to sea. As the tide comes in, it is submerged under waves. As the water retreats, it reappears. A cultural clock, corroding yet constant, patiently waiting for the next tide, on and on, over and over for eternity, while our lives and loves ebb and flow around it.
Wow, that's really powerful, isn't it? Gosh.
Very powerful. And it's like a lot of Sir Anthony's work, it has a very deep meaning. And actually the fact that sometimes people can see the sculpture, sometimes they can't, without getting like overly deep and meaningful, that's a bit like alt text. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it isn't. But it's a great demonstration of how powerfully written copy can say so much. I mean, let's face it, a poor version of that alt text will be a statue in the sea, which doesn't do such a beautiful piece justice.
And Martin, it's great to have Global Accessibility Awareness Day to highlight access for disabled people and, of course, blind and partially sighted people to be able to sort of, I suppose, you know, sort of access the arts and going to museums, galleries and heritage sites too, to get involved in the arts. As we know, many visually impaired people are artists and many people who have sight loss do enjoy and continue to enjoy the arts, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's a great message for the RNIB because firstly, arts and culture is something that we want to encourage blind and partially sighted people to still enjoy. And there's lots of ways that they can do that with the right accessibility solutions in place, just like we saw with a recent World Unseen exhibition with Canon. But also it's a great message for the general public because, as we all know, there's a lot of misunderstanding or misconceptions about what blind and partially sighted really do among the general population. And the fact that people with sight loss still enjoy arts and culture is a great way to educate the public that blind and partially sighted people are just like everyone else.
And alt text descriptions is quite a key thing for VR and IB. We're doing a lot at the moment about making people aware of alt text. Are there any sort of plans for sort of raising awareness about alt text in the near future?
Yes, there's an awful lot of really exciting plans, actually, Toby. And I can't say too much, but we do have some work in the pipeline working with Unilever, obviously one of the biggest brands in the world, to really carry on raising awareness of such an important tool for advertisers and, you know, people, individuals or companies that share any visual imagery. So we really want to keep going with this important alt text message, because words paint a picture for those that can't see. So it's a really, really exciting and valuable piece of work that we'll carry on going with.
The Alt Text Descriptions of Another Time by Sir Anthony Gormley will be available until the 21st of May 2024 from Margate Beach. You will find a wide range of information and advice on the RNIB website, including information about access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people by visiting rnib.org.uk or via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. And why not follow Global Access Awareness Day on social media too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Martin, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the alt text descriptions for Another Time by Sir Anthony Gormley.
My pleasure. Thanks, Toby.